FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says efforts are underway to address the shortage of health inspectors in municipalities. He's acknowledged the challenge has been a contributing factor in managing food safety. The minister has been commenting on recent food poisoning incidents in the country. At least 10 children have died from organophosphate poisoning, while dozens more have been treated for symptoms of suspected food poisoning in KZN. Motsoaledi says government's equipping experts with the necessary skills to deal with foodborne illnesses.
Lots of shortcomings regarding regulatory measures have been identified. The National Institute of Communicable Diseases, they brought together doctors around the country and workshopped them, because quite a number of doctors have never experienced organophosphate poisoning. They might not know how to treat it. So even doctors are being mobilized to understand the nature of this problem.
Motsoaledi was responding to questions by Parliament's watchdog Scopa yesterday. Meanwhile, President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to address the nation on the issue. Police have arrested a matric pupil on a charge of attempted murder. The student was taken in following a stabbing incident outside a school in Mirbank, south of Durban, yesterday. A fellow pupil was left severely wounded. KZN police spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says the teen's school bag was stolen during the attack. He says the suspect is also facing a robbery charge.
Police in Wentworth have arrested a 17-year-old suspect. He allegedly attacked a 15-year-old boy and stabbed him multiple times. The victim was taken to hospital for treatment.
Umsunduzi officials say that 57 homes were damaged when powerful storms swept through the municipality, bringing heavy rains and strong winds last week. The municipalities in Thobeka Mkhize says almost 370 incidents were reported. She says disaster teams are still busy assisting those affected across 21 wards.
Assessments were conducted and commitment was made to provide relief to 21 wards that were impacted. 311 homes sustained partial damage. The municipality, together with its partners, is working tirelessly to offer relief and support to those who have been affected by the extreme weather conditions.
And several airlines have resumed flights to and from Bali this morning. Dozens were cancelled this week over concerns about eruptions at a nearby volcano. The mountain spewed a 9-kilometer tower of ash into the sky after erupting more than a dozen times recently. 9 people were killed and thousands had to evacuate. Australia's Qantas and Jetstar have announced they're resuming their services to Bali, noting that conditions have since improved. 21 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 16, Richards Bay 23. For the East Coast Radio Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.